Welcome back to our Beaver Fever finale, Beaver Fever Friday finale here at Giovanni's. Kelly Schultz, Brian Schultz, and Kevin Reed. We're visiting with a senior from Bemidji State's women's hockey team, Emily Berglund, one of two seniors this year. Bergie, thanks for being part of our show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, you only had two seniors this year. Your team, well, your class started with five of you.
Yep.
How's that transition gone for you personally, knowing that you started out at five, you finished with two, and then you two had to be leaders of this team this year?
Yeah, it obviously was kind of weird going each year. We're kind of dropping numbers, and I mean, they all had their different reasons and stuff, but with, like, our team is such, like, a close group of girls that it honestly, it was different, but it was still, like, you don't really see people as, oh, you're a junior, like, we're not as, like, we're all so close, so it's a good bond we have anyways.
Well, your culture of BSU women's hockey, from the time I started covering this team 12 years ago to this year, you mentioned how close-knit everybody was. And that's the one thing, just in the years that Jim Scanlon has been coaching here at BSU in, what, his fifth year, how the culture has changed. Can you imagine anything differently than what you're used to?
No, and even compared to my freshman year to now, it is so different. And I hear a lot of stories when alumni come back and talk about it. I'm like, I am so glad I am here when I was. But no, yeah, exactly. And we all have so much fun. And I think if you ask any alumni, they say this is the best time of your life. And you have 30 or more best friends that you played alongside of. So it's been an awesome experience.
I did a little digging. I know this year you ended up in BSU's record books, number five in goals all time. You're also number three in the record books with seven game-winning goals during your 4 years. But then I'm like, I'm going to see how many times Emily Berglund's name is in the BSU record books, whether it was individual, season records, career records. 34 times your name is in the top 10. See, I told you I was going to embarrass you. But of course, records are made to be broken. Yeah. You know, some of those you were like 8 or 9, but yeah. You know, it's something to be said playing 4 years, because you played pretty much started from the time you stepped foot at BSU. You were playing a lot of games freshman year.
Yeah.
What was that like coming from high school to college, knowing that you were relied on that much?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, when you come in your first year, you don't know what to expect. You just got to go in there, work hard, and hopefully you get an opportunity. And thankfully, I did get that opportunity. I didn't know any of that, I guess. But yeah, it's been an honor to be able to, like, be looked at as a reliable player and stuff, and have other girls look up to me too, which has been awesome. So yeah, that's crazy.
How much did it help that your dad was a high school coach?
A lot. I mean, he obviously played at the highest level you could in the NHL and stuff, so he knows a lot about the game. And in high school, growing up, I didn't take that, or I took that for granted, I think. And anytime he'd want to talk to me, like, oh, Dad, like, no. Like, but now, like, I mean, the last 2 years, like, we're so close, and I still, like, after every game, we call each other, we talk about the game, and now, like, that's, like, one thing I'm going to miss completely. So, yeah.
You say that so nonchalantly. Yeah, he played in the NHL. Kind of a northern Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah, it's a Minnesota thing.
Yeah, big deal. Seriously, what's that like growing up? My dad is an NHLer.
Well, we'd get cards in the mail, like people writing these letters, like, oh, I watch you in the NHL, will you sign them? And we always joke, like, I'm going to go sign my name and stuff. And he, like, totally brushes it off. Like, you would not know he played in the NHL unless you asked him. Like, he would never, he's never one to, like, brag or anything like that. He's so humble. And yeah, it was cool. I mean, it's just like a little bragging right to have, like, my dad
played in the NHL.
But he'd be embarrassed if I said that. Don't get me wrong.
Hopefully he's not listening right now.
What was the season like when he's off playing?
Yeah, so, like, we start a lot earlier than them, and we finish later. So the beginning and the end of the year, he came out to Providence and stuff, so that was good. But they usually have weekday games, so he does get to a lot of our games. I know senior night, so usually we have senior night after, but he had a section game in Grand Forks that night. So he drove here. We got it switched to the beginning just so we could be there, because we only had two seniors, so it wasn't that big of a deal. And so he came and then drove. He didn't even get to watch the game. He just came for the senior night and then drove. So But, I mean, he was at every game he could be. I don't know if he missed many.
He didn't.
No. So that was, it was good. Especially my senior year, too. It was nice. I like when he's there. But,
yeah. And he coached, how long has he been coaching the boys there at Thief River Falls?
We moved to Thief River. He was coaching in Fergus Falls before. We have a cabin there, and we lived there for a couple of years. And then second grade, we moved to Thief River, and he was the assistant for a while. My uncle was the head coach. And then he's been head for, I don't even know, quite a while now. But he's been coaching since I was in second grade.
So was he playing in the NHL when you were little?
Yeah, so I was born, he was in the AHL when I was born. So I was in Chicago. He was playing for the same team Whitey's playing for
now.
Oh,
very cool.
Yeah, so that's kind of where he, we ended. So, like, he was playing with my brother and stuff, and then I was born, and then we moved to Fergus Falls when my sister was born. So
Chicago to Fergus.
Yeah.
Wow. Big difference. Yeah. But you probably didn't notice it because you were too little.
Yeah, I don't remember much. My brother remembers some things, but we look back at pictures and he's signing autographs and stuff. We're just in the background just being.
Come on, I-94 yeah. runs through both of them.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Emily, take us back to that last series against Duluth, WCHA playoffs. And I know as time was winding down in that second game, I look out and I'm like, where's Bergie? Because you had left with an injury but came back out for those final couple of face-offs.
Yeah.
First of all, how's your knee?
Good now. Yeah, so I completely tore grade 3 MCL tear. Yeah, with like, I think it was like 12 minutes left or something, 10 minutes left.
Yeah.
And I didn't know, like, I didn't know how, I knew it was bad, but I was like, I got 10 minutes left in my career. So I was like, he kept wanting to put me out, and I'm like, I can't skate, like, I maybe can take a draw, but yeah, I didn't realize how bad it was, but it was pretty much all the damage you could do to your MCL.
You are a warrior. You took those final face-offs inside the offensive zone. You guys had pulled Lauren Bench, right?
Yeah.
And
well, were
or was
on
it
the power play?
Oh yeah, you guys were on the power play. That's what it was.
We ended up scoring.
That's right. And you were down by one.
Yeah.
Oh man, seriously. Yeah. But that's not even all of it. Here I look over to Schulte and Kevin. This young lady played all season, and you had a
torn labrum in my hip. Yeah.
Yeah, all season long you played with
How
that.
How do you skate with that all year?
Yeah, it was kind of painful. I wrapped it during the week and stuff, and I didn't do like pregame skates if they'd skate in the morning and stuff just because it gets so sore after. And I've had knee pain too. And I just, when I got my MRI, I had a partial patellar tendon tear that I've had all year too. So, but
and,
I made it through.
Yeah. And she played in all 36 games her senior season. 20 points, 7 goals, 13 assists, 95 shots, 28 blocks on the season as well. Seriously, Emily Berglund. Yeah. Wow, where does that come from? Like,
my she was dad. Only missing 3 tendons.
Only
<that's all>.
3.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, we just got to tough it out a bit as I had one season left, so.
Well, I will say this. If your teammates on this BSU women's hockey team didn't learn that from you, there's something very wrong about playing through it. And, man, I tell you, that's tough stuff.
Jim Scanlon was a longtime coach at East Grand Forks, both the boys and the girls. He's a Northern Minnesota Section 8 guy. He played here as well. He's one of the 50 greats. Is there any difference from the culture of Northern Minnesota girls hockey to what Jim has with this women's program here?
No, and yeah, so I unfortunately had to play against their team. Haley Mack, Mack Lange. So that was, they beat us in double overtime 1 year. It's still, Haley scored too. So they bring that up every now and then. But yeah, no, we both, East Grand and Thief River, take pride in our hockey programs and stuff. So he really has brought in a great, great culture and community at Bemidji State. So he's been awesome. And I'm so thankful he's my coach and I don't have to coach against him. Same with playing with Haley Mack and Mack Lange. But no, it's been a great 4 years.
And what's it like playing for two coaches? Amber played here. She's still in the record books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That both played here and know what it's like to be a Bemidji State Beaver hockey player.
Well, yeah. And Shane is from here, too.
Yeah. They obviously get it. They know what it's like to be a college athlete and stuff. So I think that's really nice, too, just to relate to them on a better level. Yeah, they've been awesome, and I mean, you couldn't ask for a better coaching staff. They appreciate you as a person and a player. So, yeah, they have something special here, that's for sure.
What are your plans after graduation?
Yeah, so I'm heading back with Adam for, I'm going to go to spend some time there for like 4 weeks. And then I
Where's there?
Southern Ontario, so about an hour and a half from Toronto.
Awesome.
So,
well, we know where he's from, yeah, but yeah, our listeners are like.
Yeah, and then I start student teaching at the high school here. I got placed in September, I think they start. So I'll be there for the 12 or 16 weeks, I can't remember. And then I'll try to find a job, I guess, and see where he ends up next year. So,
yeah. Wow, yeah, because he's got one more year at BSU.
Yep.
Plays hockey. Adam Brady, if anybody listening is wondering. what's that been like, dating a hockey player?
Yeah, I think it's good because we both are busy. We're both, like, and we understand each other's schedule and understand how hard some of the, like, times there's ups and there's downs and stuff. So I think we're good, and we're good about not trying, like, we try to separate it a bit just because we're always on the road and we're always hockey and stuff. So I think he's been good about, like, supporting everything I do, obviously, and vice versa. But yeah, that's been, it's been good.
What was that first day like after that series with Duluth? That first Monday of, I don't have to go to practice.
It's been weird. Like, I have so much time. Like, in the afternoon, I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, I can go sit outside. I can do whatever I want. I could go home on a weekend or whatever. I mean, I obviously miss it. Like, the girls just had testing and all their meetings and stuff. And I'm like, oh, it's so weird not being there. But it's good. I'm ready for a new chapter in my life, I think. And obviously, I appreciate my 4 years, and it's the best time ever. But I'm ready to go and watch some games next year and cheer them on. So it's been good, though.
Do you hope to coach someday?
I do. Yeah. I actually, like, have some people, like, Northern programs have called me and asked, like, my plans next year. And I'm like, well, I still have to student teach. But hopefully next year I can do some volunteer work or something with the programs here or something, some youth levels. But, yeah, I would love to coach.
I could see that.
Yeah.
You'd make a great coach.
Thank you.
Just show them the record books.
I know, seriously. Well, and just tell them your story. I mean, no, I don't know anybody who's ever played through that much pain. And you'd never know it. I mean, I spent a lot of weekends on the road with women's hockey, and honestly, Em, I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't want to make it a big deal.
I love that. Some people do, though.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody I know.
Right. Hockey players never want to let the opposition know they're hurt.
Exactly.
Well, Adam was just telling me that someone on the Toronto Maple Leafs had a torn ACL for the beginning of the series, and he just got surgery the day after.
Wow.
An ACL, that's what Ellie Mosier had.
Yeah.
She tore her
ACL. She couldn't
ACL.
Even walk.
MCL is a little bit better than ACL.
Yeah.
You don't need surgery, but yeah, I was like, wow. Like,
jeez. So. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Sometimes it helps to be on skates.
Yes.
Em, congratulations on a great career.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Best of luck. Student teaching next year.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
Our Beaver Fever Friday continues live from Giovanni's. We're here till 2 on the Beaver Radio Network.